Welcome back to the Golly Young Men Podcast, episode 138. We are excited to bring this episode to you today, talking about a really fun topic. Joe, this is just a fun time of year, I gotta say.
Oh,
we're
no
almost
doubt.
Completely
no
through
doubt.
September.
My favorite time
I
of year.
Recently was a convert to fall being the best season. Long sleeves, the weather's a little cooler.
It's so nice.
It's hoodie weather, it's soup weather, it's
college football weather.
Football season, yes, in general, just such a great time of year. And so what we're talking about with this episode is hobbies and kind of how should godly young men be spending their time. Hobbies are, to me, kind of an undervalued and very important part of our lives. They don't get a lot of, specifically in the church, hobbies are kind of looked at as, you know, it's kind of a waste of time. I was looking up a John Piper article about, you know, hobbies, and he's basically like, does it bring people closer to Christ and does it exalt God? And like, I'm great points, I'm sure, but like, there's always that kind of connotation, like the Philippians 4:8 thing, right? Of like,
right.
You know,
whatever is pure,
whatever's pure, noble,
these things, yeah.
Which is filled with
which is bad. Great, yeah.
Mocking scripture. I'm not mocking scripture by any means, but
you're
what I mean is
the use of it,
right? Hobbies are looked down upon, kind of,
right.
And so it's our kind of contention that hobbies are important. They're kind of undervalued. They are important. They shouldn't be the dominant part of your life by any means. But what we want to talk about is kind of, how do we, what we choose to spend our time on that we don't have to. Obviously, with work, you kind of have to spend your time on that.
Right.
Not to look at it this way, with your family, you kind of have to, like, the time you're going to spend on,
obviously,
your family, church things like that. But what about the time that you don't have to spend on something? And so that's what we want to talk about with hobbies. There's been, you know, some kind of recent controversies surrounding, like, video games, and we're going to have a whole video discussion, actually, at the end of this episode, discussing that's pretty much the number one male hobby right now, I would say, in the year 2025, specifically for young men, is video games. So we're going to talk about that specifically here at the end of the episode, but we want to discuss the principles surrounding our hobbies. Joe, what introductory thoughts would you have about, as we kind of get into this discussion, about hobbies and spending our time on things?
Yeah, I'm not great at hobbies. I'll tell you that right off the bat. I think they're incredibly important, so I'm preaching to myself here in that, I think it's so easy to let them go by the wayside because you are doing all the things you have to.
Yeah.
Got to do the job, you fill that up and make the money and spend time with the kids and help the church and, you know, all of these things. And yeah, a lot of those are you get to, but they're not hobbies. They're not like, you know, the, oh, I'm just going to do that just out of my spare time. I'm going to go clean the church building, whatever it is. Like, it's not really a hobby per se. So
writing sermons,
need,
not really
correct,
a hobby. Yeah.
Correct, yeah. Like, we need some time to decompress. We need some time to do things that we're just building a skill, building something that is really fun for us. And I think it's important from a man or really a woman's mental health perspective to have things that they can get into that are outside the norm, that are an escape to some degree. And that's why I think video games has come up. And as you said, we'll get into that discussion much later, but it's really important for us to have hobbies. So we're going to say that out front, even though I'm not great at the hobby idea. This is something I really want to work on. And so as we get into it, there are some principles, and we'll put a great outline together for us. There are some principles here that I think are very important, specifically as we think about masculine hobbies, things that men could or should be doing. And so we'll go ahead and get us into number one.
Yeah, the first thing, kind of just to lay a foundation, is that there's nothing wrong with devoting time in your life to hobbies. Nothing wrong with devoting time in your life to hobbies. Again, we kind of already spoke to the kind of negative connotation in the church and spiritual realm that hobbies have. I think it goes without saying, like, if you're spending all your time on your hobbies, that's problematic.
Right.
If you're spending, you know, 6 hours a day on the golf course, that's probably not great. If you're spending all your time, you know, out in the deer blind, or, you know, 8 hours a day on video games, like, I feel like that kind of goes without saying. To a large extent, you know, from an overarching picture, it is nothing wrong with devoting your life to hobby, or time in your life to hobbies, I should say. I've got on here David, he played the harp. You know, was that a hobby? I don't know, but I know that David was very well versed in the art of playing the harp.
That it's also was, good with a sling.
Good with a sling. It's not just something he just picked up from birth. Like, he had to spend time doing that, because musical instruments, obviously, is a very big hobby for some people. I'm a big believer that God gave us this life to enjoy. God, not purely just fun things all the time, but that there are certain aspects of life, whether it be music or whether it be sports or some of these other things we're going to get into, I think those are blessings. Those are gifts from God that he gave us to enjoy, not to devote our lives to, not to serve to the end of time. Like, we're going to, again, serve our hobbies, but he gave us this life to enjoy. I got Colossians 3:17
on
here.
Yeah, I got that pulled up.
Yeah, go ahead and read it.
Whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks through him to God the Father.
Obviously, maybe, you know, he's talking more so about kind of worship practices and things going on right there, but I think the point still stands, even if it might be a bit out of context. Whatever you do, in word or deed, and Ecclesiastes is big about this as well, just do it to the glory of God, you know, and I don't know. I'm just a big believer that God gave us this life to enjoy, and we're not just to be stoic all the time.
Right. I think there's a Gnostic element to this that it's supposed to be. We spiritualize everything, and then the John Piper point, like, well, is it, you know, is it noble, or is it bringing you closer to Christ? Like, look at Ecclesiastes. It may be seen as vanity, but I think once you get the priorities right, we've talked about it before, Ecclesiastes moves forward, all is vanity. Hit the end of the book, the conclusion all has been heard is fear God and keep his commandments. That's the chief end of man, right? Yep. Then I think you work backwards. Once you get that right, everything else then gets its meaning back. And so it's not just vanity. It's like, I've got my relationship with God, right? That's not the only thing that matters in life. Me enjoying all, and he says this throughout the book, like, eat, drink, and be merry. Enjoy the fruits of your labor. There's a level of enjoying the hobbies, the vineyards that he planted, and the work that he did, and the games that he took part in, and you know, things like that that Solomon did. Those can be great things once the foundation of the relationship with God is right. And so, no, there's nothing wrong with devoting time to your hobbies. I think it's important, and I think God gave us a beautiful world to explore, to go outside. God could have made this as drab as anything. He could have made everything beige colored, and he could have made it all flat and look like Kansas. No offense to any Kansas watchers, but look like Kansas, where it's just all flat and drab and like nobody really wants to be there. And
No offense.
I'm sure there's parts of Kansas that are nice. Eastern Kansas, I suppose, is better. The rest of it is, yes, it's a bit of a tough drive on I-70 getting all the way through. He could have done that for the entire world. No mountains, no beauty, no trees, no everything else, no greenery. But he did. God wanted us to enjoy this world. He gave us, you know, the brain and hands to go do things and legs to go do things that can really, you know, help us to enhance our time on earth. It's important. Number two, though, some hobbies are inherently better/more useful than others.
We're going to spend a little time here.
Yeah. I think this might be controversial for some people. Like, well, who's to judge, especially in a postmodern day and age? Well, you can't say that. Who's to judge? Yeah. Like, this guy's hobby is just as good as somebody else's hobby. We don't agree with that.
That's such a... So, be on the lookout for this, godly young men, in modern discourse. I don't even know what the fallacy or what it's called, but like the... It's like an equality thing. Like, this thing is exactly the same as this thing. The example I always give is, you know, an example of two moms. And one mom sits her kid in front of a screen for 8 hours and feeds them nothing but Cheetos and junk. And the other one sends their kid outside, feeds them healthy things. Current discourse is to say, you can't look at those two and say that one is better than the other. They're both trying their best. Right. Whatever works for them. It's like, no, I can look at that mom that is feeding their kid Cheetos and letting them sit in front of 8 hours of screen and say they're doing a worse job than the mom who's sending their kid outside and feed them healthy stuff. Pretty common sense. You see in other areas as well, again, like, who's to say this is better than the other thing? You see it with, like, you know, getting married versus staying single. Well, who's to say? It's like, no, God's word tells us getting married is better. But here's another example of it is with hobbies. Again, we'll cover video games in a second, in a few minutes. But the idea that, well, one hobby is just as good as another. Video games is just as good as exercising or playing card games is exactly the same as hunting. That's just not true. Some are more useful than others and just better hobbies than others. And so a couple of the questions I have on here, like, as far as what makes a hobby better, does it serve another purpose? Is there another useful purpose that it serves? For instance, if your hobby is sports or working out or something, does that serve another purpose? Obviously, you're exercising your body, right? You're going out, you're sweating, you're exercising. Sports as a hobby serves another purpose. The next one I've got on here, hunting or fishing, pretty typical male hobbies. Does that serve another purpose? Well, sure. First of all, you're out in nature. But second of all, hopefully you're keeping the meat, you're feeding your family. Like, there's another purpose that serves. What are some other ones, Joe? I think this point of, like, some are more useful than others, we have to say. Like, we have to cover this.
Yeah. I think reading, you know, that makes you smarter. There are some that make you money. The hobbies that you do. I remember I had one guy a client that was really good at tying for fishing lines. You know, these, what do you call it? Fly fishing. You know, he tied these flies.
And lures,
made a killing off of them, but he just loved doing it. He had one set up in his home, and he could do it in like 20 seconds. It was like unbelievable what all he could do, and happened to make a killing off of them, but he just loved doing it. Like, man, so you're making some money, you're using your brain power. I think things like that, where you are engaging some of the brain, the problem solving. Sports are great at this, where you have to problem solve a little bit as you go.
Work with the team.
You know, you're working with a team, you're thinking about the next upcoming play or whatever it may be. I think those type of things... Trying to think of others, woodworking, getting really good with your hands, right, and learning a skill that is going to benefit you in some other way, potentially. not every hobby do I think has to have like the ultimate, you know, exercise, whatever. On the other hand, this is what, in my opinion, makes a hobby one hobby
jiu-jitsu
better than,
or like better than taekwondo another. Or karate.
Correct. Learn how to
one,
defend
yeah.
yourself, you know, learning and again, exercise and discipline and self-control. And like you're learning other things while at the same time enjoying, you know, enjoying it as much as you can. I think that's great, but it's not just sitting in front of a TV. I can enjoy a good Netflix show, but if my hobby is sitting down yeah. and watching TV,
that's the point. Yeah.
What is the other thing that I am, you know, that I'm learning from this? Like, it's not good for me health-wise. It's not good for my brain. It's brain rot. I'm not against sitting down and enjoying a Netflix show. The point is that can't be your hobby. Or if it is, yes, naturally there are some hobbies that are going to be better for you than that one.
Musical instruments would be another one that's really yeah, valuable. You know, it's unfortunately something I never really got into, but I actually still want to. It's still on my bucket list. I want to learn how to play the guitar. But yeah, like hopefully we made the point that there are some that are inherently better or more useful than others. You spoke to, like, if your hobby is watching Netflix or binging YouTube or, you know, whatever it may be, yeah, there's a laundry list of hobbies that'd be better for you than that. This brings us to number three, which, Godly Young Men podcast here, some hobbies are just more masculine than others.
They are.
Let's just call it as it is. Some are more masculine. If you have two guys and one says, you know, what's your hobby? Oh, I love to play basketball. I love to play golf. I love to play hockey. I love to, you know, play disc golf, whatever. And then you have another one that says, I love video games. One of those is more masculine than the other. I'm not trying to bash video games. I enjoy a good video game every now and then. But playing sports as a hobby, that's more masculine than video games. Hunting. If you got a guy that says, hey, I really enjoy deer hunting. I really enjoy duck hunting, whatever. That's just more masculine than somebody who says, I love Dungeons and Dragons. That is just my favorite. I love anime. I love
Magic the Gathering. Yeah.
Whatever. Like, you can get mad at that. You can get upset at that. That's just the reality.
Now, you can like both, I suppose. There are those that like both. One of these, hiking over binging YouTube. You know, we talked about woodworking or, you know, fixing cars. Some guys really get into fixing cars. Not as many of those guys today, but I love that there's guys that look to fix cars. Is that better than building the model trains?
Yeah,
masculinity-wise, it is. And we can look at it and say, you know, are we bashing those that do those things? We're not bashing them, but we have to see reality as it is. When you're outside and you're working with your hands and you're engaging with nature, engaging the brain, having to sweat a little bit and testosterone's
put
pumping.
Put effort into things.
Yeah, you're putting effort into things. Testosterone's pumping because you are outside working on something. Yes, that is going to create more masculinity, in my opinion, as the guy who never sees. And this is where video games can really go wrong. We'll get into, as I keep saying, we'll get into it later. But truly, like, where it can go wrong is the guy who's doing it 10 hours a day. There's no sunlight there. Sunlight's key. It's pivotal, actually, for our health as men. There's no being outside time where you're going out and engaging in nature, fresh air,
touching
feet on
grass,
the grass.
As they say,
yeah, touch
yeah.
grass. Yeah. Like, the grounding that we get that's really good for men to be in the dirt. You know, even working on cards, like, you are problem solving and learning something new as you go, and challenging
hands,
and grease
yeah.
on the hand. It's just a more masculine thing. And no, as I said on hobbies, like, I'm not the best on hobbies, but I guarantee you on the hobbies that I really do try or push toward, I want it to be more along the masculine line because it is going to boost all the things that I want, my mental health, my physical health, my testosterone, my everything else. I think it's good for young, godly young men to gravitate toward those that are going to push them in those areas.
Well, and the reason we're talking about this, because, again, like, listen, if you are any of the things that we're kind of putting down below some of these more masculine things, hunting, sports, exercise, hiking, whatever, if you're somebody who does some of the other stuff, the card games or the magic or building trains or whatever it is, those things are not sinful. Of course not. And those things are, you know, not going to, you know, separate you from Christ or anything like that. But we have to stop denying reality. The big debate for the last 5 years, kind of died down a bit now because of the new administration, is women, men playing in women's sports, right? Because us people with a brain, were looking at biological men competing in women's sports and saying, you can't tell me that's fair.
Right.
It's not. That is a man who is destroying everybody, who's injuring people in some cases, in a woman's sport. It's a denial of reality. I think it's just as much of a denial of reality to say that being in front of a screen as your hobby is just as good as being out as some kind of outdoor hobby. It's just not the same. And anybody who tries to tell you it is just not telling you the truth. Again, woodworking and fixing cars, two things that I don't do at all. But it's just a denial of reality for somebody to say, you know, again, you got two guys and one of them plays you know, kind of nerdy card games, and the other one fixes cars. Which one's more masculine? Oh, they both are. No, they're not. It's really obvious which one of those is a more masculine thing. And so one of the things we wanted to do with this podcast, not to speak for Joe because it was his idea originally, is to push young men towards more masculine things in a very effeminate male society is kind of the way that I would put that.
Right. This is coming out of just seeing a lot of young guys gravitate away from those things, and we think they should be gravitating toward those things.
Absolutely.
As much as possible. No, we're not condemning anybody, and no, we're not saying you can't enjoy Magic or, you know, Magic the Gathering. You can't enjoy some of those things. We're not making that case at all other than, yeah. And I also realize that, no, you can't go hiking and do all those things in the summer near as easily as, or in the winter as easily as in the summer. I get that. There's going to be some indoor things that you're going to have to do.
Sure.
Building the trains, whatever it may be. This is a broad statement, but we are genuinely wanting to push you toward very positive masculine things.
Here's another angle. I will be telling – we're actually going to end the episode with like, hey, what are the top three hobbies we're going to push our sons into? Our sons are young. Joe's oldest is seven yet?
He's going to be just seven, yeah.
Turn seven. Mine will be four this year. So we got young boys who we, you know, are still have time to shape their hobbies. But a conversation that is going to be had with my sons at some point is, listen, it's not all about attracting girls or anything like that. There are certain hobbies that are just more attractive – and less attractive to girls and to females than others. We've got a list on here, Joe. Do you want to get into the list, or would you like me to?
This is great.
It's kind of funny.
I'm so glad you put this. This is hilarious. You start, and then I'll go to number
three. Yeah. So it's the least attractive hobbies for men, according to women. And this goes both ways. There's also a list of like least attractive female hobbies for men. But according to I don't even have the study reference on here. I apologize. You can find it online. Least attractive hobbies for men, according to women. Number one answer was playing video games. Number two answer was collecting figurines. Number three was magic tricks. So, you know, listen, don't argue with us, argue with the stats. Joe, what else we got?
Right,
on the list?
And those are like 90%.
Like high
playing
scores.
Video games. Yeah. High scores out of 100. 90, 85, 80. The 75 is online trolling. Number five is gambling.
That's an interesting one, gambling.
Gambling, yep. I thought that was interesting. Number six is building model trains. Number seven is
taxidermy.
Eight is comic book collecting. Nine is bird watching.
There's just reality.
It's not our stats. It's not our stats. It's somebody else's, right? It is reality that if you're looking to hit it big with the women, talking about bird watching, look, bird watching is great. I think it can be beautiful. There's birds that are outside our window in the morning, and
but
sure,
if
I love watching.
But that's the first hobby on your
like,
list.
Yeah, that's my number one hobby. We're just telling you. Statistically, what it looks like with the females, it will be a little bit different. Be mindful of that.
Yes. Yes. Again, is it the biggest deal in the world? No. But no. It is a conversation I plan on having with my son.
Sure.
Of like, listen, if you want to find a godly Christian wife, if you want to, you know, be desirable in a marital way to somebody who you might marry, these things kind of do matter. And it matters for us as well towards like whatever women's hobbies are. Like, I can't even think of a good example.
Knitting.
There you go. Yeah. Hey, I don't know. There's all kind of things that might be one of those things. It's not shopping. Not the most interesting. But notice what was not on all those lists: hunting, fishing, sports. Why? They're more masculine. And again, we live in a. I should have emphasized this more at the start of the episode. We live in an effeminized male society,
right,
where men are becoming more and more effeminate. So it's no wonder that women are looking at the more massive, the guys like Glenn Powell, you know, Hollywood. Why do women think he's super good looking? Because he's kind of rugged looking, right? He looks like a man. He talks like a man. Like, silly example, but we're returning to a time where guys are returning more to kind of the conventional beauty of women and wanting not the girl boss, empowered girl boss with a short haircut. They don't want that. Similarly, women looking at more masculine traits and saying that's what we want and not the sensitive kind of effeminate type of guys. It matters. It's a big deal.
Yeah. So there are certain hobbies that we think all godly young men should make at least small parts of their life in some ways. Once again, we're not against you having some of those hobbies, but if that's your main hobby, that's all you do, consider some of these things. We think that every godly young man should have a if not all of these, have a blend of these.
And we've done episodes on these.
And we've
before,
done episodes,
yeah.
So we'll go through them. But exercise or working out, we think is
that
really
needs
important to
be a part of your life.
It's a gym podcast. Of course, you're going to hear us say that. Number two is sports. I would say even more than disc golf, you know, you want to be into like sports that everybody's going to be playing. You want to be into basketball. I would say the major ones, basketball, football, baseball.
A team sport, yeah.
Maybe not hockey as much. That's, you know, that can be, unless you're playing street hockey, I think is great. Get in there, play some street hockey. Yeah, team sports, things like that. Even soccer to some degree, I think, as long as you're getting out there and you're active with the boys, I think that's good.
Yeah, that's good. The other ones we got on here, reading. You know, we had a full episode on that. Reading is important. Whether or not you ever love it, that's one thing, but I think you should make it at least a certain part of your life. I think hunting and fishing as well.
Yeah,
I know we've mentioned it. Like, that's not something I get to do a ton. Love to hunt. I got a buddy who I go deer hunting with. We have a great time. Nothing like shooting a deer. It's just awesome. Duck hunting, but fishing as well. I got another friend who really loves to fish. As much as you can, obviously these are not things that I'm, again, able to do every week or even every month, but I think you should make it at least a part of your life as a golly young man, just because, I don't know, there's something, you used the word grounding earlier, but think about how long mankind has been hunting.
Oh, yeah.
How long has mankind
been... Hunter-gatherers, you hear, right?
How long has mankind been fishing? Like, it just is one of those things that goes back for thousands of years, and to get to kind of, I don't know, play a part in that is just, I think it's important. And then finally, working with your hands, whether that be manual labor, whether that be just yard work, I think is really important. And, you know,
landscaping,
call that,
things like that.
Landscaping, is it a hobby? You know, for some people it is. If you're going through your day-to-day life and just have absolutely no kind of work you do with your hand, again, woodworking, fixing cars, whatever, find something that you can do at least every so often. Again, whether it's just cutting your grass or weed eating or whatever it is that you can work with your hands.
This isn't on the outline. What are your thoughts on cooking?
That's an interesting one. I think that's a positive one for that, because first of all, it takes effort. Second of all, there's like, you see the effort that goes into it. You have to follow the rest. I guess that's more baking, but like, you get a finished product at the end. It's like, I worked for this. I earned this, as opposed to, cool, I beat a level on a video game. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. What are your thoughts on cooking?
No, I'm a big fan. I think that's going to come up a little bit later. So yes, I am a big fan of, I think, knowing how to cook some things. Having a signature recipe, we talked about that before, a signature dish, something along those lines. I think it is important for godly young men to have some semblance of cooking, cooking skills. So we've teased the discussion. We've talked about this actually a lot over the course of 138 episodes or whatever. But the video game discussion, there's a lot in the culture surrounding video games. And Will, I guess the question I'd put to you is this a legitimate form of hobby? Like, not necessarily something you push your kids into, but like, is this something, we have a lot of guys, even on the Discord, a lot of guys that are big gamers. I know a lot of young men that this is their main hobby, that they love getting on there. And let me steel man it, and then I'm going to throw it to you. And I'm curious to get your thoughts. I was talking with my brother at the gym the other day, and we were talking about, he made a very interesting comment about video games that I never thought about it this way. He said, you know, we've talked a lot about male-only spaces. He and I have talked about that, the importance of a third space, as they call it, like a male-only space, work and home, and what's that third one that you'd have where you'd go? And in the UK, it's with the pub or whatever with your boys. Women don't really come into that too much. Now women are starting to, and guys get really upset when the women kind of crowd the space. And he made the point that video games are one of the last male-only spaces. Now, there are females that play it. By and large, though, you get on with your buddies. And from every young man that I know, almost unanimously, it is males. One of the last male-only spaces, so they can tell some jokes, they can play with their buddies. And they're trying to create a culture within the video game system, being on Xbox Live, whatever it is, PlayStation Live, like being able to do it across the airwaves. And you could be doing it with a buddy in Thailand or a buddy in New York or who knows what. So that's why it may matter to these kids more than just they're lazy bums. We got a lot of guys that aren't lazy bums. They love video games. I think it can go too far, which we'll discuss in a second. But what are your thoughts on it being a legitimate form of hobby?
Let me start with the male-only space thing. I agree with Jack on a lot. I don't think I buy into that too much, and I think the reason is because I think you can get a lot of that male-only space from some of this other stuff we've talked about. Are there girls who play sports? Sure, but if you go to your local park where there's a basketball goal, you're not seeing a lot of girls, at least from my experience. I think similarly, you know, with things like hunting or with things like fishing, some of these other things brought up, like, I think you can get a lot of the I don't think young men are going to video games. It's like, oh, thank goodness, a male only space. You know what I mean? Like, whether it be watching football or whatever, like, there's still not a lot of females that are very much into that. And so it's an interesting point. I think people are going to video guys are just going to video games because it's just, no, it's the dopamine hit. It's fun. It's so that would be kind of my answer to that. I think it's an interesting point, but I don't know that I would fully buy into that. But is it a legitimate form of hobby? I think it depends on your definition of hobby. I think there's nothing more. I would equate video games with like watching Netflix. I love watching Netflix. Like that's sure. one of my favorite like just pastimes, leisure times, whatever. Like if we go on vacation, I'll usually find a show because I don't get to do it a lot. I love to do that. I don't think watching Netflix is a hobby.
Right.
That's where I would kind of push back on video games as a legitimate form of hobby. Are they fine to do? Sure. I like playing Madden and 2K just as much as anybody at the 12 hours a year that I get to. But I don't know that I'd call it a hobby. Again, like to me, it's like, is watching football for me a hobby? I don't really think it's a hobby. It's a pastime. It's a leisure time thing. Maybe I'm just kind of splitting hairs here, but to me, it falls in the Netflix bucket. It falls in the YouTube bucket of like watching YouTube. That's not a hobby. That's just a leisure activity. And so is there anything wrong with video games? I don't think so necessarily, but if when somebody asks you, what's your hobby? What do you do for fun? And video games is your first answer. I don't think that's great. To be a godly young man, I don't think that should probably be your first answer.
Here's what I'll say to that, though. And I agree that it shouldn't be the first answer. I think it's really important for all the other reasons we listed. You got to be outside. You got to be engaging with real life people. On the other hand, here's where my heart can go out to those that you're in a place where you don't have a ton of friends. You know, the kids at church, not great. Maybe you're homeschooled, whatever it is. Maybe you're at school, but kids are just jerks. They're bullies, it is. And you find your online group, a lot of times it's online, you find your online group of guys that if we were to get on and just shoot the breeze on Zoom, you know, we just talked over, you know, it'd be like, hey, cool, you know, you got your... This is them doing something where they're getting a dopamine hit and being able to discuss with friends. I get it. Sure. I sympathize with that. I think there's a legitimacy to that. On the other hand, I'm with you in the fact that, man, if that's the first thing, like that's what's drawing you closer, I would much rather, and look, the days of the 90s are past where you could go down the cul-de-sac and play street hockey with everybody. Like, it doesn't work that way anymore, but man, to the best of your ability, I agree with Will, to the best of your ability, I think creating those spaces and having things outside of it, of going to the local park and playing or whatever you have, I would do that. On the other hand, I very much sympathize and I understand why guys might play video games. I just think we need to be more well-rounded where that's the only thing. And so then the question is like, how much is too much time on video games? I think that's for everybody else to answer, but I will tell you if it takes up the majority of your free time, like a decent amount of your free time, at least 50% of your free time, way too much.
Yeah.
It needs to be, I think you need to set a timer. When we were growing up, it was an hour a day. It was an hour a day. Even in the summers, I don't even know that we had that in the summers, an hour a day. It was like, man, go outside. Yeah. Go play. Go do whatever else. In the winters, maybe there's a little more time. It's freezing outside in Colorado. It gets dark early. Yeah. We get it. But on the other hand, man, if this is the first thing, you can't wait to get home and jump on and play video games all night, 4 hours, 5 hours a night. I think just strongly encourage you to work on other hobbies.
Yeah, I think it depends on your age, obviously, your phase in life. Sure. I do think... I do equate it very much with watching Netflix. If you're watching Netflix for 4 hours a day, I think most people are like, that's a little too much Netflix. I do think similarly with video games. Like, for me, you know, if you're young, don't have a lot going on, maybe you're in college, whatever, and you're playing a couple hours a day, listen, I'm not going to cast any aspersions on you. If you're playing much more than that and it's just kind of an everyday for 3-4 hours, like, again, I would equate that to somebody who stares at a Netflix screen for 3-4 hours a day. Like, it's just... I don't know. That's our opinion. You do not have to agree.
Right.
A lot of you might not agree. That's no problem. But again, as I always say when we started this podcast, we wanted to discuss things that young men are facing, challenges, just aspects of life that maybe the Bible doesn't touch on. Video games, obviously the Bible doesn't have much to say about video games specifically. And so how does it relate? And so, yeah, that was – I don't know. What thoughts do you have on that as far as the timing? That was kind of really the purpose for this episode is talk about video games but also talk about – how should we be spending our time from a hobby standpoint?
Yeah, I mean, the only thing that I would say just on the, you know, to wrap up that point before we get to the top three activities for boys, we just think it's really important to spend at least a chunk of your time doing masculine things around masculine guys, if at all possible. Working with your hands, learning a skill, whatever it is that's really going to make you feel better. Men are driven by competition. Men are driven by testosterone. We're driven by a lot of things.
Yep.
Playing into that as much as you can, I think, creates for a healthier man. I think it does. Even music, like you're creating something. You talked about that earlier. Like there's a creative element. We want to get those creative juices flowing. I think that is a great way to spend your time, to think about just being a man. And when you get there, I'm so jealous of the guys that have like six hobbies and they're good at all of them. Like that's incredible. I want to get to that point and we got to prioritize to get there. But yeah, this is an important discussion to have, even if I hope it doesn't sound wishy-washy, you know, where we're kind of back and forth. it's difficult for each person to know. We're not going to condemn anybody for any hobby. No, we're just not, making the case. Masculine hobbies matter, especially as we grow into to older men.
Push toward those. Push toward the masculine hobbies. So, Joe, just something a little fun.
Sure.
You have three boys. I have two boys, all very young. We as dads, we as parents, have pretty significant sway over what our kids are into, right? Because we can. I was actually talking to my wife about this the other day. That there are just some kids that you look at and you're like, man, they can't throw a ball to save their life. And I thought, I was like, well, the reason is, I mean, some of it's genetics, but also, like, if you as a parent are not throwing ball with your kid when they're really young, like, they're not going to know how to do that. And so no surprise. And so the point I was making is, like, it does matter, like, what you kind of sway your kids into. Are y'all throwing ball together? Yep. Are y'all looking at books together? Is there never a book in your house? That type of thing. So what top three activities or hobbies do you plan to maybe push your sons into? Maybe push, wrong way to put it, but like steer your sons toward maybe.
Well, the number one is going to be sports of all kinds. You'd think hockey, you know, of course, growing up, I do want my kids. They've already taken skating lessons. I've worked with them on roller skating. They've taken ice skating lessons. So I will be pushing them, if at all possible, into that. Sports in general. I want them to be the type that's like, hey, let's go play a pickup game of basketball, and they know what they're doing. Yeah. Hey, let's go throw the football, and they know what they're doing. Like, that there's not a, what is this? You know, how do I? So I've been working with Harrison on throwing the football recently. Bean's a little too young, but, you know, throwing the football and back and forth and getting the stance right and releasing, trying to get a spiral. Like, I think it's really important. Am I the biggest football guy in the world, or do I think he's going to play peewee football over my dead body? I'm not going to have a kid have concussions, you know, like three concussions by 10. On the other hand, it is important to know because I want him to go play pickup. So that's number one for me. How about
that's
three?
Good. I'll go 3-2-1.
Okay, sorry. Yeah, I should have gone 3-2-1. That's my number.
I kind of have
one,
four.
I know I had four too.
Okay, well, I'll just give my four. Number four, this may be the least of which is a hobby. I want Jackson to read a lot, and so
reading's on my list.
I will definitely be pushing him and Austin, of course. Austin just he's 5 months old.
Yeah,
I'll push him into reading. That was a big hobby for me. I think it's, you guys know, if you're a longtime listener, you know that's an important one. So I'll be putting books in front of him, assigning books, but also trying to give him some fun books to really get him hooked on it. So I'll go next again, and then let you go. For number three, I'm gonna say, I really do want my sons to know their way around fixing things around the house. Maybe not as much of a hobby, but like I want them to be able
to be handy.
Yeah, to be handy, and mainly because I'm not. Like I've said before, I love my daddy. Taught me most important things. He didn't really teach me how to be handy on stuff, and so I want my sons to, again, maybe not much of a hobby, but I want them to know how to mow the lawn. I want them to know how to fix things, and so that would be number three for me.
Yeah, that's interesting. Because mine, so I'll do number four. You already have my number one.
Yeah.
Number four is reading as well. I want them to be voracious readers. The number three for me is cooking. I really want them to know, to some degree, my wife is a fantastic cook. Mom is such a good cook. We didn't really cook a ton. My dad's actually a really good cook, but you know,
a lot of successful guys are good cooks.
Yeah. I mean, he's a really good cook and cooked a lot when he was younger. And so he's pretty good at it, but he just didn't do it all that often. I want my kids to know how to cook. And so they're not lost in the kitchen. Like, how do I make tacos? How do I do this? Like, here's how, you know what to do. You know how to brown the meat, you know, whatever it is, you know, spices and what to work with. My kids eat all sorts of stuff. They eat an Indian curry and they eat, you know, all sorts of pasta and everything else. Like I want them to take that love of culinary goodness to go learn.
Yeah. Number two for me is hunting, actually. I think it's one of the more manly things you can do is hunt. You can throw fishing in there as well. So I definitely plan to take my son's deer hunting and duck hunting and whatever kind of hunting we can find. And then number one for me is sports, goes without saying. Just from a teamwork, the team sports, as you spoke to, teamwork perspective, but also in life there's winners and losers, and you can't be the winner every time. Like I think it teaches kids a lot about, hey, if you want to win, you got to actually be the best. And to be the best, you got to work really hard. And, you know, I don't know. You can go off the rails with sports. You can make your kid's life all about sports, and I don't plan to do that. But I think there's so much value for young men in sports that I definitely plan to steer my kids towards that. My son.
I'll say sports is number two, and then I'll say my number one. I really want my kids to be good with their hands, so woodworking and carpentry.
That's good.
My dad was a carpenter, actually took carpentry school and then went into, you know, my dad knows how to do everything. But he's really good on the carpentry end and power tools and everything else. And I want my kids to know their way around a shop. When they walk in, power tools don't scare them. They know what they're doing. They know how to hold a, you know, they know what to do with a level. They know what to do with a drill, with a hammer, things like that. So that's going to be, I want them to know power tools and specifically carpentry because it uses brain and, you know, your brain so much, math, geometry, things like that. I think it can
really help. We had similar lists. We exchanged hunting and cooking were the two that were.
And obviously I want my kids to know how to hunt and fish.
Yeah.
So that is on the list somewhere. If we did top five, that'd definitely be on there. But
there you go. Well, guys, we really appreciate it. This has been a bit of a different episode, but again, everybody's going to have hobbies. We think it is important. We think that, I don't know, that God's word has stuff to say about it. And, you know, glorify God in everything you do is what I'll end with. I think that's really, whether you're a video game player, Dungeons and Dragons player, whatever it is, like, again, glorify God in everything you do. And we would encourage you try to steer more towards the more masculine hobbies. But this is all in fun. It's a fun episode. Yep. Joe, any concluding thoughts before we wrap up?
No, that's it. That's good.
This has been episode 138. Goodness gracious, that's crazy. Coming up on 150. That is wild. Of the Golly Amen podcast, we very much appreciate you watching and listening. We will be back next week.